For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Mr. Richard Burton of the NAACP speaking at the Hartford Convention on drugs, benefit, and burden.
1954, just after the Brown decision, we had 87,000 African-American inmates in prisons across the country. 50 years after Brown in 2004, we had over 1.5 million. Back in the 1700s, Willie Lynch came to America to tell some of the Southerners how to control their slaves. And he had a plan of action. And he said at that time that 300 years later, you'll still see the side effect of what he's saying. And that holds true. So the prison industrial complex is what I call it today. The birth came from Willie and is still there today. And so when I go in and out of prisons across this country, when I get through the first wall, if you will, or gate, it looks like South Africa to me. That's what it looks like. So as it was indicated, I worked 30 years in the Allentown School District. 95% of the students were white, about 3% African American and 2% Hispanic. In the county prison there, the population was approximately 80% African American. It didn't make sense to me. So I start this session off with that information for one particular reason. I want to thank Cliff for inviting me to be here and for being that visionary along with this city. This is a bold step that you're taking. Much different than cities across this nation because too many people in denial of the situation. In denial, and our babies are dying and mothers are crying. Fathers are trying to make some sense out of it. Law enforcement officers seem to be the enemy because somebody said police brutality is what they do. But they are our sons and our daughters, and we've made it this way, and it needs to be fixed. There is a war on drugs. We know that, right? There is a war on drugs, but you know who the war is on? Us. People that look like me. Let's be for real. There is a war, but the war is on us.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.